The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Welcome to the Well Hung Podcast, where we reach into the well of life and bring you the gems of the week, from news to pop culture. Now, here are your hosts, Diana and Nate.
Hi, Diana.
Hey, Nate. What's up? Hey, everybody else.
Welcome to episode 5.
Oh, hey. We're this many. One full hand.
That's right. Month number 2 of the show.
And I'm feeling all special. I don't know if I commented this on before about how like the intro is like for a mature audience, and that's my British accent or attempt at it.
Well, but she's Australian.
Australian. Okay, so I fail. That's a
good try.
Ignorant American. It's okay, I can pull that card. But yeah, I was like, yeah, coarse language. That sounds about right.
Yeah, I stole that from Australian TV and played it at the beginning of all of the podcasts on NateDarlingShow.com. So.
Makes sense.
Welcome back to another episode.
Yeah.
Thank you to anybody who's been shopping Amazon through the link at NateDarlingShow.com. Thank you very much. It does help support the show. As a matter of fact, just this past week, I had to renew the hosting agreement so that we can provide free programs like this. And that's how we pay for it, is that. Because it ain't free to have a website. Don't believe the ads. You can have a free website. You can, but all you're going to have is a blog and a bunch of ads for bullshit that you're never going to want. If you go to NateDarlingShow.com, there's information about the hosts of the shows. There's every podcast that we've ever done is on the website. It's there. So you can search for it and go back and look through stuff. So everything's there for you, and that costs money, and we do appreciate the support. So thank you if you've been doing that, and if you haven't been, please consider doing that if you're shopping Amazon anyway, because it does not cost anything extra for you, and it does help us. So
exactly. So like Nate said, thank you. One of my friends just hit me up about that today. She's like, I'm listening to a podcast. You talked about this in episode 3, so we are bad for not talking about it sooner. But she's like all into it now because, yeah, it doesn't, you know, support us, please. I would like to continue this and get to more.
Yeah, it'll be great. And it, like I said, it's very simple. And once you do it the first time, if you want to be real simple about it, if you hit that Shop Amazon tab, just bookmark the page it goes to and just go to that every time you go to Amazon. Does the same thing.
Yeah, that's what my homegirl did. And she was trying to explain that to me, and I was like, I don't get it.
Yeah, it's very.
But then I go online shop.
It's very simple.
But when I do online shop, I do it through the Nate Darling Show Amazon tab.
There you go. So what do we have on the docket this week?
It might be a little old, but I am super excited because I had a huge freaking gay crush on this girl, mainly because I also knew she was gay. Ellen Page came out. Beautiful speech. I got a little misty. It was pretty. But anyways, I just want to point out that we're getting married. And
gay married or just regular married?
Well, we're getting both. It's going to be a big ceremony. So I don't know. Like when I saw that, I made a Facebook thing. I was like, I have a reason to be famous now. I had no will to be famous before, but like now I'm like, I want to meet Ellen Page, and we're gonna lock eyes across the room. She's gonna go to one of my shows, and it's gonna be magical. It's gonna be a chick flick.
Excellent.
Yep, that's what it is. I don't know. I think gay news has been kind of picking up lately, right? Like
it has. Michael Sam was at the NFL Combine. He didn't do very well.
Oh.
He ran kind of slow and well, relatively speaking. And so he wasn't fast enough really to be a high-end linebacker, and he wasn't really strong enough to be a defensive lineman. But the draft is not until May. There's still going to be a pro day. There's still plenty of time. So he tried real hard, as they all did. But he did not have that breakout performance at the NFL Combine that will vault him into the can't miss, going to get drafted on day one. He's looking at probably, you know, fourth, fifth round draft pick.
Well, I thought that was already the consensus, but, you know, those damn gays partying too much.
Mm.
Not supposed to go out the night before, Michael Sam. Tisk, tisk. I did that in college. Well, I shouldn't have said that. I've witnessed people party before tournaments.
Well, it's golf. I mean, John Daly set the stage by partying.
I know,
during.
That's what I was trying to say.
And he's a pro.
That's what I was trying to say, though. The pros be doing. No, I shouldn't say that because I'm.
Tiger Woods, man, he blazed the trail of pussy, the likes of which.
If you believe what they were saying, like his hoes were saying that he would party up all night taking E and shit. And it's like, I mean, once you get to a certain level of good, it's just pure muscle memory. So you can get as fucked up as you want. There's some of the best rounds I've ever played, I was a little hungover because I just didn't care. And so you just get more relaxed.
Yeah, you don't get hung up.
Exactly.
And you don't overthink it.
If we're gay sports, I guess. What's his name? Homeboy. Cousins?
Johnny Weir?
No, the guy that, like...
He's super gay.
No, the basketball boy.
The basketball boy?
Yeah, the guy that played basketball. He signed a contract for 10 days.
Jason Collins.
I thought it was Collins. Yeah. Or Cousins. I said Cousins. That's not right.
It is not.
C-O. Same thing.
DeMarcus Cousins is about 22 and straight, and Jason Collins is 36 and gay.
Well, dude, I'm surprised they did 10-day contracts.
No, but the NBA does that all the time.
Do they?
Yeah,
I saw 10 days. I was like, that's messed up. But you know what? Athletes are all the same. No, I don't even know what I'm saying. I'm trying to dig myself out of that hole by just assuming everyone was the same. And
well, what you're saying is tall black men all look the same to you.
That is not what I'm saying. That's what I was trying to avoid. Actually, that was what I was trying to avoid to be called out on.
But that is what you were saying.
That's what I...
They all look the same to you.
My friend says I have this way, like, she calls it sneaky lawyer tricks, which is the way I basically smart-ass my way out of a hole. And that was the one hole where I was like, I'm trying to think of how to get out of this, and it's not going to happen. So I apologize. Not racist. I'm racial. There's a difference.
It's perfectly fine. This is a podcast. We can do stuff.
Oh, yeah. Mature content.
Yeah. We're not condemning anybody.
No.
Yet.
Yet.
Later, maybe.
If you don't shop on Amazon, darling, that's
not how we do it at all. In the background, if you're wondering what the song was, that was Lesbian Seagull by Engelbert Humperdinck for Ellen Page.
That's our wedding song.
You're going to play Lesbian Seagull? That would be...
It's the only way.
Sure. I think it would be great in Malibu overlooking the ocean.
See, you're our wedding planner. Done. Hired.
The straight wedding planner for the lesbian wedding. I'll take it.
Oh, man. I'm so excited to get married. If it ever happens. I really want a kid, man. This whole, like, my fucking maternal clock, dude, is not okay. Good thing I don't live in Arizona anymore, because they would just not... I probably wouldn't be able to have a kid. I wouldn't be able to shop there, right? But now I can. Isn't that the deal?
That is the deal. Arizona was had passed through their legislature a new bill. It was sort of religious based, saying that if you had a religious based business, it was okay for you to basically determine which members of the public you would serve or not. Pretty much, it was to allow businesses to not serve gay customers. In whatever capacity they wanted to. That was vetoed by Jan Brewer as we're recording the show, because we record a little bit ahead of time.
Yeah.
But it's breaking news as we record this. Jan Brewer, the governor of Arizona, who's most famous for wagging her finger at President Obama on the tarmac at the airport.
Oh, it was that bitch?
Yeah, it's that bitch.
That's why she sounded familiar.
Yep, that's her. Basically, they came to the realization that gay people have money and buy stuff, partially because a lot of them don't have kids. They're well-educated.
Gays are smart. You hear that, people? We're going to take over.
A lot of gay people are very well-educated. They've got decent jobs, and they don't have kids siphoning off all their money, so they have more disposable income.
Exactly. That, and this might be a new concept for a lot of people, but gay people are just people. They spend money too.
Some of them are very special people, though. Some of them go above and beyond.
Oh, man, that's so true. Like, the really campy gays that, like, have millions of dollars
and
for being campy.
And you know what? That's fine. That's fine. I get it. You know, eventually you're going to grow out of that. I think that's a product of being young and really excited about everything.
You know what's funny? I had a friend that told me this, like, when he first came out, like, he was like super straight-ish, you know, mannerisms.
Super straight-ish.
Everyone kind of knew, but he tried to pretend to be straight. So when I say these kind of things, I just mean the mannerism, the stereotypical mannerisms. If everyone wants to be PC and try to call me out on technicality, I just covered my ass. So he's pretending to be straight. And then when he came out, all of a sudden it's like straight up from every logo gay, you MTV gay kind of deal, like very flamboyant, all this. And I was like, dude, what the, just because you like boys doesn't mean like you have to be this. And then eventually he grew out of it. He was just like really into that. I don't know, because it's something like an image, I guess, the media portrays that, you know, this is what it means. Like, I don't know. That's like certain girls go like super butchy when they come out. They're like, they were femme before, then all of a sudden they like cut off all their hair, wear baggy clothes, wear the keys on the belt loop, that kind of thing.
Well, it's sort of like you've kept that part of your personality and your person basically caged up.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to use closeted, but you've kept that part of you caged up and under wraps. And now that it's out, it wants to go nuts. Like those those kids who in high school never get to do anything, and they get to college and all they do is party their faces off.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I did.
Yeah, it's like that, except with your sexuality.
That's okay. I see the point.
And if you're somebody who has been in the closet for, you know, you come out, let's say you come out when you're 22, you've got a good 7-8 years of just completely repressed sexuality that you've been trying to morph and redirect into something else or hide. And now suddenly all of that teenage puberty is going to spring forth. Because you're making up for lost time. That's what I'm guessing.
So it's okay. It's perfectly normal. Okay, that I went through a slut phase.
Of course.
Okay.
And by the way, there's nothing.
Just kidding. Didn't.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Okay, I really did though. No, but yeah, because I didn't even think about it that, like that before. I thought it was like I approached it a little differently. But the way you explain it, like I completely agree. Because I went through those emotional feelings too. But like I never went, I stopped at a certain extreme. One is personal preference, but also because I didn't want to be seen as a stereotype or pigeonholed into something. And I feel like that's where a lot of people.
Is that a lesbian thing? Pigeonholed? Is that like a term for something?
I thought that was like everybody.
Oh, no, I meant like a lesbian sexual thing.
Well, I'm sure fucking clam jousting is a fucking thing. Then yes, pigeonholing can be a thing. Oh man, dude. Now I got fucking images in my head. This is not okay.
Sorry. You were saying.
Fuck. I mean, that was the worst cuss word to come out too at this time. I'm like yelling at the mic because I'm just so like embarrassed. I just turned. Nate Darling just made me blush, everyone. I have not had a sip of alcohol today. That will change. But have not had a sip of alcohol today, and I got the Asian glow going because we're talking about pigeonholing, which I'm pretty sure is on Urban Dictionary.
It may be. I actually got a term on Urban Dictionary myself last week.
Oh, I saw
the,
that.
The what? Secondary definition, it's cake sauce.
Cakes? Oh, please elaborate.
Cake sauce is something that's like super awesome or like a series of super awesome events.
What the fuck?
They're totally sweet, like cake sauce.
Oh, my fucking God. Are you serious?
I'm dead serious. It's on Urban Dictionary right now.
If I hear someone, if I slip and use that, if I'm listeners, if we happen to meet and I say that, bitch slap me.
Cake sauce?
Every
cake sauce is awesome.
And I feel like that shit is going to catch on now.
Cake sauce is cake sauce.
I feel like.
It's totally cake sauce. It's hella cake sauce.
Oh my God. I'm going to say it. It's going to slip. Watch. Probably during this podcast.
Everybody's going to say cake sauce. They're going to be saying that. Let me just see if.
How many thumbs up and thumbs down? Oh, are you looking at the pigeonhole?
Oh, it literally just went on. Pigeonholing. The act of putting a pigeon or similar small bird's body inside your anus so that all that is visible is the head. So that's the definition on Urban Dictionary. That is the only definition on Urban Dictionary. Oh, hold on. There's another one.
That's for every gay or straight.
Sure.
Everyone can pigeonhole. That's a universal.
Definition number two. When you stretch your balls between your legs and place them in your asshole and sit on them.
Can you do that?
No, I can't. Gay men practice the art of pigeonholing is the descriptive
sentence.
Oh, so
it's not a lesbian term.
No, apparently
not.
Yay,
lesbians for not being super sexually weird is the best way that I can put that shit. Has someone done that? Like, they have to have done to even come up with that. Like, I can imagine someone getting, like, I just pictured, like, rednecks for some reason, getting, like, super, super fucked up. And then just being like, you know what? Let's put shit in our asses. And somehow a pigeon flew by And that's what ended up happening.
I blame Richard Gere for the whole thing.
Is that?
It's an old urban legend. Yeah, cake sauce. There was already cake. I thought I had come up with it, because it but I hadn't, because there was already definitions for cake sauce on Urban Dictionary. The definition they had was easy or extremely easy, and I thought, no. Cake sauce is, by my definition, it's number three on here, and they do it chronologically, awesome or sweet. So good you can almost taste it. A series of awesome events. For instance, Saturday was cake sauce. Got breakfast in bed, tickets to the game, and a blowjob. Totally cake sauce.
Okay, Urban Dictionary, you can tell who's like... more, how do I put this racially? You can tell who the white people are when sure. they make the definitions, and you can tell who are like the more urban ghetto, because they just do like the short, like, and they use ghettos, they use slang to describe the slang word. And they won't say for instance, but you like, there's definitions like yours where they'll say for instance. I'm like, white boy thought of this one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm not allowed to say this, but I am a proud white man. What?
As he said that, he did the hail. I'm just kidding.
What?
Oh, man. Yay.
No, I have no shame in being. I don't have any white shame, because it's perfectly fine. I don't see color. By the way, trending right now on Urban Dictionary, titty bong.
What the fuck?
It's a place in Australia, but also the act of the female appendage leaping from its cotton underwired prison. It can be used as an expression of pleasure or to fill a gap in conversation.
I don't. Okay, use it in a sentence.
I want to go titty bong. Look at that titty bong. Or titty bong. Ah. Yeah, I have no idea.
I don't know. Okay, it's shit like this that makes me lose faith in society. Like, what the fuck are you people doing where you come up with these kind of terms? Like, go read a fucking book. Seriously, go read a book that's not this that you come up with. Go, oh, my God. My friend and I were talking about it today, like how people just don't read books anymore.
No, you don't
and
have
to.
And
this is fucking evident.
Well, I mean, that's from 2000. That's 10 years old, that definition. Why it's trending now, I have no idea.
Maybe. Oh.
It's terrible. By the way, we just got this in from Diana's biological clock.
What's the matter with you? You're acting like you're nervous or something.
Well, yeah, I am.
What are you nervous about? I'm the one to tell you to go in here. Trial starts tomorrow.
You want to know what I'm nervous about? I'll tell you what I'm nervous about. I am in the dark here with all this legal crap. I have no idea what's going on. All I know is you're screwing up and I can't help.
You left me a little camera, didn't you?
Oh, Vinny, I'm watching you go down in flames and you're bringing me with you and I can't do anything about it.
And?
Well, I hate to bring it up because I know you got enough pressure on you already, but we agreed to get married as soon as you won your first case. Meanwhile, 10 years later, my niece, the daughter of my sister, is getting married. My biological clock is ticking like this, and the way this case is going, I ain't never getting married.
Yeah, that's just in from Diana's uterus. You brought it up.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. That is my life story with every fucking thing. That is why, that sounds like if I was to stay with the last person I dated who, we weren't in a relationship, and that was looking back on it. Maybe I just stop. Like, fuck.
Wow.
I don't think she listens to this, so I don't give a fuck.
Well, it's out there. Anybody can listen to it.
Yeah, but you know, honestly, it's whatever. But yeah, I can picture that where it's going, because like one of the reasons it didn't work out is like, I might be twisting. If she ever listened to this and got defensive and wanted to defend herself, she'll say I'm full of shit. But she basically was like, yeah, I'm not patient enough for the comedy thing to like kick in and like all this shit. Like, I can picture that is my life story with everyone that I'm going to try to date for the next 10 years. And then when 10 years happens, I'm not going to want to get married.
No, well.
I'm a horrible person. I'm sorry. I'm really not. I think I just,
well, you know,
I need some more yoga.
Honestly, though, if anybody really delved into their deep thoughts and concerns and stuff like that, they would come out with that same thing. Like, oh my God, I'm a horrible person.
Yeah. And then like, I'm going to give a shout out to one of my friends who does mean a lot to me and is dear to my heart, Tina. Like, she, like, I always call her up and I'm like, dude, I feel like a horrible human being, because I'll start talking and I'll say something really toolish, like completely shallow and just like a douche, And she just looks at me. I'm like, I'm a horrible person. She's like, it's okay. It happens. So I'm like,
this is stupid. I want to talk about vaginas.
Is that something like that?
Pretty much. But okay. Anyways, you know, I've realized that, like, yeah, there's times I feel like a horrible person, but I started yoga yesterday. Yesterday was my first day, and then today I did a little session too.
Okay.
With my friend Tina. So if anyone wants to do fucking yoga, hit me up. I'll connect you with her. She's fucking awesome. Got me. This is me, like, calm.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's an improvement.
I blame the weather, though, because it's raining here in Sacramento. So you know how pets get kind of crazy when the weather changes? That could be kicking in, too.
It's
offsetting.
But yoga actually, like, helped, because I know I've gotten worse before. I would have actually, like, not have stopped myself and just kept bitching about the world for, like, 10 minutes. But now I only did it for, like, what, 3?
That's good.
So what were we talking about before I started going off on, like, the girl I dated before? Oh, yeah. Do you guys have a biological clock? Like, I heard a comic do a joke about it. It's a little different. But, like, do you guys actually have that clock where you're like, I want a family, I want to settle down?
To an extent. And there was a news story out today, actually, about men's biological clock, that is, if you're older when you impregnate your lady, there is a greater chance of certain diseases in kids. But it's like, it takes things from, like, a 1% chance to a 3% chance. So it's not a big thing. I think the biggest thing that guys have is you sort of look and you do the math and you're like, okay, well, I'm this age now. So when my kid gets to high school, I'm going to be this age. When my kid gets to college, I'm going to be this age. And it's really more that than anything else. There are some guys I know that had kids very early. That's what they wanted to do. That's what they were down with. But for the most part, no, you just sort of let it happen. You kind of want to be in a place where you're not, you know, just barely scraping by paycheck to paycheck if you can. But it's not the same. It's obviously not the same thing, because, I mean, Jesus, there's 70-year-old dudes out there getting their 40-year-old wives pregnant.
I see that too. I kind of feel like that's why I want to have a kid, like, ASAP, because I'm just like, man, I kind of want to, I personally don't think I'm going to live past 60. I think 60 is my cap. And so, no. Like, I mean, if we're going to be honest, I've made a lot of stupid decisions in the past. So I kind of want one now, but then also, like, I'm living paycheck to paycheck. It's just not smart.
Right.
But then, like, yeah, that biological clock is ticking. Which is why I love ugly babies.
What?
Because, like, you see a cute baby and you're like, oh my God, I want one. Then you see an ugly one and you're like, nah, okay. It's cool. Like, just in case I want. Like, that's my biggest. Oh my God. I promise I'm not this shallow.
Okay.
But my biggest fear is having an ugly child.
Mm.
And because, like, you know, like, what you love the kid. You know how awesome your child is, but it's like, your child's going to go through a lot more hardships if they're not attractive. So, like, you can teach a child to be a good person.
Right.
But you can't teach them to be pretty.
Well, you can teach them to have the confidence that goes along with that. And confidence does go a long way. Now, there's also a range. There's, you know, average to slightly below average. And then there's, you know, got beaten with the ugly stick every day. And to defend you a little bit here, not that you need it, but I think what you're saying is you wouldn't want to see your kid go through the struggles that someone who is not attractive go through.
Exactly. Because, I mean, I went through it, like, and I still do. Like, the feeling, the insecure feeling based, like, of feeling unattractive when it's just, like, pure physical, you know, mm-hmm. that's a horrible thing to grow up, especially with kids these days that are mean, like, and, you know, cyberbullying being a thing where people, because of the, and how do you say that word? And when you're anonymous,
mm-hmm.
the adjective form of that word. Anyways, when you're anonymous, like, people say mean shit just thinking, like, oh, it doesn't matter because it's so, you know, depersonalized.
Yeah.
But, like, before the internet, you know,
people still said mean shit.
Yeah, but
time.
I felt like they said it to your face and it was less, you didn't know as much about it because the only stuff you heard was either behind your back or to your face. But now, like, let's say you have a picture up and someone comments, like, people that don't know you are commenting. Like, I watched this YouTube video. No, it was a TED Talk about the girl that was called or labeled the ugliest woman or ugliest person in the world. And she has the genetic disease where she can't gain weight.
Okay.
Did I say genetic? Oh my God. Anyways, it's based on her genes. Fuck, I can't speak anymore. I'm sorry. But it's the weather. So she's basically skin and bones. She can't gain weight. It's just a really, it's a disease. I think it's autoimmune or something. But anyways, someone took a picture of her and like did like a 2-minute YouTube clip of just her. No words, no sound, nothing. It was just like, this is the ugliest person in the world. And people were commenting like, you should die. Like, go kill yourself. You're like, just shitty things. And they didn't know her as a person. And she did a TED Talk, which was just fucking amazing. And oh my, if you haven't seen this, go to TED and listen to it. Like, I think people should watch. Why?
No, because I refuse to watch TED Talks.
Why?
Because TED Talk, here's the thing with TED Talks.
Okay.
Everybody is so in love with these fucking things. And there's no way that they're as amazing as everybody says they are. So I know I'm going to get there and go, really? You've wasted my time with this.
I think it's empowering. I think it's nice to see like normal people that have gone through some struggle to be positive and share a message. And sometimes they have really cool tech things that you're just like, ooh, that's really shiny. Like, I think it's a great site. I personally love TED Talks, especially when I'm feeling down. I feel like, especially with someone like her who's gone through shit. But anyways, the whole point of cyberbullying, I think, is bullshit where people... Yeah. You know,
well, and the problem is that can follow you home. Whereas when I was a kid growing up, it didn't follow you home.
Yeah.
When you got home, you were in a safe place. And the thing is, kids don't disconnect from it.
No,
they go on and they sort of seek it out. They're seeking the approval and they don't take that time to sort of pull back and recharge. And that's kind of part of the problem is that you don't if you're in that echo chamber all the time, you never escape it.
Yeah, and I think that's how people communicate now. Social media is such a fine line and such a, I guess, controversial thing where you teeter-totter.
And kids are dicks.
Kids are fucking mean. Actually, I think dumb adults are more mean. I got called a boy at work twice.
I'm sorry, sir. On that note, it's time to go to Bitches Preach.
Oh, yeah.
Where if you want to follow Diana on Twitter, it's at Bitches Preach.
Yes, just at Bitches Preach. And the picture of me when I was in second grade, I'm fucking adorable.
So this what's our topic for this week, Bitches Preach?
What did I send you? Which one was this?
It was haters.
If
you're gonna hate correct.
Oh yeah, I don't know. I think I, what was I inspired? Sometimes I get in this mood where I'm just like, yeah, I kind of want to discuss this. People that are just like, oh, we were talking about bullying, same fucking thing. If you're gonna hate on someone, make it like useful or like have a purpose.
Constructive hating. Okay.
I think if you're going to hate at all, which I don't condone because I think it's just a waste of energy, but if you're going to hate at all, make it constructive because then people can learn to get better and, you know, they'll take your criticism.
Yeah, if I'm such a loser, what can I do about it to not be?
Or like, yeah, you can't just say, oh, like, you're ugly. It's like, what the fuck? What kind of, do something more, like, I don't know, be creative too with your hate. Like, make it useful and entertaining.
Such as... Man, you're ugly. How about you make that into two eyebrows?
There you go.
Okay.
That's, yeah.
I'll use that from now on.
I guess if you're going to hate, make sure it's constructive or entertaining, but not horribly in the, like, to bring someone down. I guess it's, I would say, realistically, I would like to say everyone should just be nicer to each other and be kinder, but there's going to be those fucking dicks out there that just don't want to. So it's fine. If you're going to be one of those assholes, be a smart asshole. That's all I ask from people, is just to be intelligent.
Good luck with that.
I don't know. If you're not going to be kind, be intelligent. Otherwise, just shut the fuck up.
How about we go with this? Now, we're going to assume that everybody had at least one parent or relative that if they said something out of line in front of them, they would get either smacked or verbally told to shut up.
Yeah.
Before you write something like on the internet, imagine that relative is standing within smacking distance of you. And then think about, would I say this in front of that relative? Would I say this in front of Uncle Dave? If Uncle Dave could actually smack me in the back of the head? The answer is no. Delete it. Move on with your day.
Yes.
Go get a pudding pop.
Exactly. What are those? That sounds amazing.
Jell-O pudding pops? I don't know if they make them anymore. Bill Cosby used to... You're the Jell-O pudding pop.
That doesn't surprise me. Doesn't he have problems with, like, fucking hoes or something, too?
Oh, no, he's very good at fucking hoes. It's not well known. I don't even know if his wife, Camille, knew about it.
Oh, yeah. Like, I just saw a thing, like, Bill Cosby is, like, getting accused of rape by, like, 16 women or something like that.
That's not okay.
I don't know. Someone can update me
at all.
That's yeah. Not I don't know what's going on with that, but you know, politics and people. Why did I say politics? Probably because a lot. Someone came up to me and talked to me about like how politicians. They're like, yeah, no one gives a fuck if politicians like get. I love this song. If politicians get in trouble, like no one advertises that or whatever, but they advertise celebrities and their lives, but not politicians, the ones that we should be putting on blast. And all I could say to that is I think it got, as sad as it is, it got to the point where society is just expecting it.
Yeah. All right. I think that's a good place to wrap up.
On a happy note.
This episode of the Well Hung Podcast. How did I know that you would like Tegan and Sarah?
Well,
I think it's isn't it required to renew your lesbian card?
Yeah, I think it is. That's how you keep your gay card.
They're the Indigo Girls of a new generation.
Yeah, I didn't hear about them. They're like, what kind of gay are you? And then my friend played them. I was like, yeah, I get it. I get it now.
So thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
And remember, every Monday, it's a new Well Hung podcast. Every Wednesday and Friday, it's a new Nate Darling show, and they're all free for you. All we ask is that you... if you're going to shop at Amazon, shop through NateDarlingShow.com because it doesn't cost you anything extra. Help support the show. And we'll see you all next Monday. Have a good one.
Have a good one. Need me. A little bit closer.